感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们一起来到啊神的殿中。
Thank God that in this morning we come to the house of God.
我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's read a passage for today's message.
我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我们可以一起来读路加福音八章十七节。
You can look on the screen that let's read together Book of Luke chapter 8 verse 17.
我们看到我们可以一起来读路加福音八章十七节起。因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里。
And this is the message for today, passage for today.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们这些注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Thank you that you give us Jesus Christ, the world become fresh, come to this world to looking, to save those of us who are.Deemed to be fall to be death a sinner.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上担负我们的罪，代替我们在十字架上受死。
We thank that Jesus on the cross take upon our sin and as our substitute and died for us.
流出他的宝血，洗净我们一切的罪。
He shed his blood and cleansing all our sins.
赐给我们有宝贵的信心，让我们仅仅凭着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得洁净，罪得赦免。
And give us this precious faith that just by believing Jesus Christ, His death on cross, our sin be forgave, our sin be forgave.
感谢主耶稣给我们有永生的盼望。
And thank you, Jesus, that gave us the eternal hope for the eternal life.
我们今天所有信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们虽然还在这个世界上，在这个地球上生活。
So today, all of us trust in Jesus Christ, even though we still live on this earth.
但是我们是天上的国民。
But we are the citizen of heaven.
我们的家是在那荣美永恒的天家。
Our home is that beautiful heavenly home.
我们在这个地上的时候，乃是要带领更多的人接受主耶稣基督的福音，带领更多的人回到主耶稣为我们在天上所预备永恒荣美的家乡。
Well, on this earth, we're on a mission to lead more people to Jesus Christ, and so we all can go back to the beautiful home that Jesus Christ prepared for us.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们上一次主日信息当中，我们看见主耶稣的门徒跟耶稣同行。
And in the last Sunday's message, we see that disciple of Jesus was walking with Jesus on their trip.
然后呢，他们一起去到一个村庄，那么这个村庄的人就不接待他们。
And they went to a village, and somehow the village people just don't receive them.
这时候，耶稣的门徒就对耶稣说：“让我们从天上降下火来，把这全村的人都烧死吧。”
And the disciple that just asked Jesus, "Can we just send a fire from the heaven that burn all the entire village?"
这时候耶稣立刻就对他的门徒说：“就说你们的心如何，你们。”并不知道。
And immediately Jesus told them, "You don't know how what is your heart in your heart."
那么这句话意思当然是非常清楚的。
Of course, the meaning what Jesus said is very clear.
就是门徒此刻的心是充满了仇恨，非常残忍甚至冷酷的心。
At that moment, that the disciples' heart actually feels hatred, and it's very cruel.
然后，但是他们自己不知道，他们觉得我们这是按着神的心意做事的。
And but they may not know it. They think they do it according to God's will.
他们觉得我们是好人，这些人才是坏人。
Because they think we are the good people, they are the bad people.
事实上，耶稣就告诉他们，其实你们的心更加的可怕。
And but Jesus will actually point out, actually, your heart is even worse.
所以我们知道，我们每一个基督徒。我们都有大使命。
So we know all of Christians that Jesus gave us the Great Commission.
耶稣说，当我们在这地上传福音，让万民做主的门徒的时候，耶稣就应许我们，他与我们同在。
And when Jesus promised, then we preach the gospel, make people his disciple, he will be with us.
耶稣也被称为以马内利。
And Jesus also called Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
And the meaning of Emmanuel is that God with us.
我们今天来思想神与我们同在，我们往往会第一个想到啊，神是我的帮助啊，神是我的供应者。
So today, when we think about God with us, immediately we think, "Oh, God is our helper. God is my provider."
但是我们如果来看圣经，当耶稣的门徒跟耶稣同行的时候，耶稣是怎样对待他的门徒的
？But if we look at this passage, when the disciple of Jesus walk with Jesus and be with Jesus, how Jesus is to his disciples?
耶稣常常指出他门徒的。错误指出他门徒的罪。
Actually, Jesus frequently, from time to time, always point out the problem that the disciple has and their sins.
就像耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们不知道。
”And just like at this time, Jesus tell his disciples, "You don't know what your heart looks like."
啊，我们今天常常听到人说一句话，就是呢，看破不说破。
And today we always have people saying that I know it, but I don't tell it.
但是我们看耶稣呢，耶稣看破他就说破。
And but when we look at Jesus, Jesus know it and Jesus tell it.
耶稣是知道人内心的肮脏，人内心的污秽，耶稣就说啊，就直接就说、啊。
And Jesus knows the dirty and the filthy in our heart, and Jesus know it, and Jesus tell them.
啊，我们今天都说啊 ，don't tell, don't talk.、Yeah.
And today we just said 不要说，不要讲。
啊，但是我们来看耶稣，耶稣跟他门徒同行的时候。耶稣一看到他的门徒身上各样的问题，他们身上各样的软弱、各样的罪，耶稣马上就说。
But if we see Jesus when he walked with his disciples, when he spot the problem, their issues, and Jesus point out immediately.
所以耶稣被称为以马内利，神与我们同在。
So Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us.
耶稣应许他的门徒就是我们了。我们传福音的时候，耶稣应许我们，他与我们同在。
And Jesus promised that his disciples, it's us, and he will be with us.
啊，我们今天可能不要立刻就想到啊，耶稣是我的帮助者，耶稣是我的供应者。我们今天愿意从圣经的话语来看到，与耶稣同在到底意味着什么。
And besides, think about Jesus is my help, is my provider. Let's use this passage to think about what other meaning we have about Jesus is with us, God is with us.
主耶稣是光，是大光。
And Jesus is a light, is a great light.
光，耶稣来到世上是光来到黑暗中。
And the Bible said Jesus come to this world is a light into the darkness.
与耶稣同行就是与光同行。
Walk with Jesus means walk with light.
啊，举一个不一定很恰当的比方哈，我们思想一下，就是我们每天我们的生活。啊，我们无论做什么，无论说什么，无论跟神在一起，我们身边有一个超级超级亮的大灯泡。
And let's just make a not exact example, but just think about every day during our life. Besides us, there's a huge light. It's a big light bulb.
啊，我们无论做什么，在人前做什么，在人后做什么。无论甚至我们无论心里想的是什么，这个超级的大光就在我们身边，它把一切都照得亮亮的，把一切都显明出来，所有人都可以看到。
If this big light by us every day, no matter what we do in front of people, behind people, whatever we think in our mind, everything it will show it to everybody.
与耶稣同行就是与光同行。
And walk with Jesus is walk with the light.
在光当中没有黑暗，一切黑暗的隐藏的都显明了。
In the light, there is no darkness. Everything hid in the darkness will be shown.
这样我们还愿意与耶稣同行吗
？Do you really want to walk with Jesus now?
嗯， 那么在我们今天一开始所读的经文就是路加福音八章十七节的经文，是这样告诉我们。
And the book of Luke, the passage we just read today, and it told us like this.
因为隐藏的事没有不显出来的。
For nothing is a secret that will not be revealed.
啊，罪人愿意待在黑暗里。
A sinner want to be in the darkness.
所以圣经说，耶稣是光来到世上，但是黑暗不接受那光。
So the Bible said Jesus is the light come to this world, but world does not want to receive this light.
因为这个光一来，把我们的污秽肮脏都照出来了。
Because the light shone dirty inside.
但是耶稣却说，你怎么藏是藏不住的，他会显明的。
But Jesus said, no matter how do you want to hide, it cannot be hidden.
所以这其实让我们看到，我们思想，我们人堕落犯罪以来，就是我们往往做的一件事情，就是藏。就是隐藏，就是掩盖自己的罪。
And if you think about a human, when we fall, and the things we do often is try to hide our iniquity.
啊，那么我们知道，我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们做的第一件事情就是藏起来。
And we know Adam and Eve in the garden, and the first thing when they fall and take that fruit, the first thing they do is they hide themselves.
然后第二个呢，他们就用无花果树的叶子，就是编一个裙子来遮蔽自己的羞耻，就把自己的羞耻挡起来。
And the second thing they do is they use the leaf of fig tree to make a cloth to cover their shame.
啊，这成为我们所有亚当夏娃后裔，就是罪人的一个本性，就是我们犯罪之后，我们第一个想到就是躲起来、藏起来啊，把我的这个羞耻啊，把我的这个污秽啊、罪啊盖起来、盖起来。
As a descendant of Adam and Eve, this has become a very nature of ourselves. Whenever we commit a sin, the first thing we think about is try to cover ourselves, to hide ourselves.
但是希伯来书九四章十三节是这样说，我们大家一起读一下。
But Hebrew 4:13 is saying like this. Let's read together.
希伯来书四章十三节起。并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。这句话其实告诉我们，罪人隐藏自己、掩盖自己的罪，其实是很愚蠢的一件事情。
And this passage actually said, sinner actually tried to hide their sin and cover their sin actually is very foolish inside of God.
因为藏不住。
Because you cannot hide.
我们以为能够挡得住，能够藏得住，但藏不住。但我们来到神面前都是赤露敞开的。
We think we can cover ourselves, we can hide ourselves, but in front of God, everything is open.
我们想象一下，我们这个现在上面这个屋顶，我们看是不透明的，对不对
？If we imagine that, if we look at the ceiling, if we look at it, it's not transparent.
但是我们想象一下，这个屋顶一下子没有了，或者它是透明的，是什么样一个情形呢
？So if we imagine if this ceiling suddenly gone or it suddenly become transparent, what happened?
我们是不是可能要坐得正一点点
？So you think we might be stand sit tight, no?
或者我们在自己的家里，哎，我们家的屋顶突然一下没有了，透明的。
If you think about your home, if your ceiling suddenly gone or become transparent,
哎，我们是不是？哎呀，是不是谁可以看到我呀
？So you probably will be think about, oh, if somebody can watch me.
在我很小的时候，大概是读小学的时候，我们老师让我们去做试验，做一些试验哈。
When I was in elementary school, I remember my teacher asked us to do some experiment.
后来我当时找的一个试验呢，我就是观察蚂蚁。
And I made one experiment is observed ants.
然后弄一些蚂蚁啊啊放那里啊，然后就是蚂蚁的巢穴啊放的，然后上面盖个玻璃板，然后我可以看到他们看不到我。
And I basically collected ants nets and then the lots of ants put in a glass jar, so I can see them. They don't know I see them.
然后我看到，哎，很多蚂蚁都很勤劳啊，认认真真做事哈。
And I see a lot of ants are very, very diligent to do the things.
但是也有一些蚂蚁就是很糊涂的，一到处乱跑啊，或者偷懒的。
And I also some ants are kind of pretty lazy there.
哎，我可以看到。
And I saw them.
他看不到我。
And of course he can see me.
我那个时候很小，那个大概就六七岁吧，就很小。
I remember I was very young, like 6 or 7 years old.
啊，我突然想。我在这里有没有人看我呀
？And at that time, somehow I suddenly think about I live on this earth. Is somebody look at me as well?
就像我看这些蚂蚁一样。
Just like I watch this ant.
然后我就咦，好懒呐、啊！一个蚂蚁好懒，哎，这个蚂蚁好糊涂啊！我这样看。
I would just when I would look at those ants behave, I said, "Well, this ant is pretty lazy, and this is pretty confused or something."
我当时突然有一个想法，哎。是不是有一位在这样来看我
？And suddenly I have this thought: is somebody up there watching me as well?
因为那个时候我已经知道了，就是我们是生活在地球上面。
Because at that time I do know that we live on the Earth, a big ball.
然后我一个人在这个巨大的地球上面，那我简直是小的就像是灰尘一样了，就像那个蚂蚁一样。
Because I myself on this big ball is just like a little ants on this glass jar.
但是我那个时候我也知道了，整个地球在宇宙当中，那也是小的不能再小了，一个极细极细的微尘，就放在整个宇宙当中。
And also by that time, also I have that knowledge. I know that the Earth actually put in the whole universe is very, very, very tiny spot.
然后我在想。是不是有一位也在看我
？So I'm just thinking of somebody that up there watch over me as well.
很多年以后，我想起我小时候这一段经历，我就承认圣经的话真的是真理，真的是事实。
And many years later, when we think about that experience, when I come to God, then I understand that the word of God is a truth.
上帝造人造我们，奇妙可畏啊！
And God created us is a wonderful and is the full of we can have a fear to see God's power.
所以你弟兄姊妹可能会说，哎，我小时候就不会这样胡思乱想。
And you may think when I was young, I would never think about this crazy idea.
但我想你现在就会想了。
But you can think about it right now.
因为我们是人。
Because we are people.
我们里面有永恒的灵魂。
Because we have this.Kind of eternal soul.
我们身上有神的形象。
We have the image of God.
有永恒神的形象在我们的生命里面。
We have the eternal God's image in us.
这个形象可能被玷污了，很多时候我们自己忘记了。
Maybe this image is being corrupted or we forgot.
但是我们会知道的。
But we know it. We have that sense.
我们与其他一切被造物不一样，我们可以与神要有交流，我们可以来思想神，我们可以与神亲近。
We are different from all the creature. We have the capability to approach God.
因为我们身上有神的形象。
Because I have the image of God in me.
所以不要隐藏，我们在神面前赤露敞开。
So you cannot hide, and you don't want to be hide because we are everything is open.For us in front of God.
我以前听到一个姊妹哈讲她小时候的这个事情，蛮好玩。
I hear a sister tell her story about when she was young kid.
她小时候呢，就是也不是特别勤奋的学习，她很喜欢看电视。
She was young. She's not very good hard study, but she wanted to watch TV.
然后她妈妈就不要让她看电视了。
So her mother just don't want her to watch TV all the time.
就是你这是要学习了，人家要考试啊，很重要的。
Just urge her that you need to keep studying because there's test coming and so on and so forth.
有时候妈妈出去上班，她就偷偷出来看电视。
And so sometimes when her mother went to work and she just watched the TV.
然后她知道她妈妈大概什么时候回来，她就把电视关掉，就躲到房间里。
And she knows approximately when mom will come back, so before that she will turn off the TV and hide to her own room.
但是他总是被他妈妈发现。
But somehow her mother always can find out.
总是被发现。
It's always find out.
有时候坐那看电视，他听到哎外面有声音了，他知道妈妈要回来了，赶紧电视关好，把遥控什么都放好，然后回到自己的房间。
Sometimes that when he hears that her mom is coming, so she just turn off the TV and put the remote control in the right place and go back to her room.
因为她妈妈开门进来。
And her mom comes, open the door, comes in.
把那个电视一摸。
And touch the TV.
是热的。
And it's warm or hot.
你又看电视了。
And you watch the TV.
这个姊妹就说：“哇，我当时我怎么样？有这样的妈妈，你说我怎么办
？”This girl just so frustrated. My mother is so good to detect me.
好好学习吧。
So you have to study. She has to study.
我们要想想上帝啊。
So if we think about God,
人怎么能够逃过上帝的眼睛呢
？How can we escape the God's sight?
人连人的眼睛都逃不了，人怎么可能逃过上帝的眼睛
？A lot of times we even cannot escape from man's eye.
啊，所以人试图掩盖自己的罪啊，其实是徒劳无益的事情。
So when we try to hide our sin, hide our iniquity, is actually very foolish.
那么圣经也告诉我们，如果人隐藏自己的罪，会有很大的痛苦。
And also, the Bible tells if we try to hide our sin, then we will suffer a lot.
民数记三十二章二十三节告诉我们，要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
And the Numbers 32:23 said you may sure that your sin will find you out.
我看过一个新闻报道，就是有一个逃犯呐，他逃了十几年，很长的时间，他没有被抓到。
I saw a news report. There's a criminal actually escaped for like many many years, but finally he was caught.
最后被抓到。结果被抓到那个时候呢，这个逃犯讲一句话，让警察都很震惊。
And at the time when he was caught, and the criminal actually said one sentence is a very shock to the policeman.
这个逃犯很高兴，他说：“哎呀，你们终于找到我了。
”And he kind of happy. He said, "Okay, finally you find me."
我今天晚上可以睡个安稳觉了。
So tonight I can sleep in peace.
也就是说，这么多年
，So basically said so many years，
没有睡一个安稳觉。
He never had a night can sleep tightly.
每天都是恐惧战惊。
Every day in the fear and in the escape mode.
他受不了了。
He cannot have this anymore.
但是他也没有这样的勇气去自首。
But he had it doesn't have this courage to just give up.Turn himself in.
但是呢，警察抓到他，他一下子放松了。
So,
他说：“我今天晚上可以睡个安稳觉。”
So when the policeman caught him and he is so relaxed, finally I can have a good night's sleep.
所以这是其实是非常普遍的。
This is a very common situation.
莎士比亚写过很多悲剧啊，其中有一个最短的悲剧《麦克白》。
Shakespeare actually wrote lots of prayer, and one of the shortest prayers is called Macbeth.
这被人们认为是莎士比亚所有著作当中最受欢迎也最有震撼力的，就是《麦克白》。
And this play actually is considered the all the play that Shakespeare wrote as this one is considered the most welcome, most favorable one to the people, and also has the power of the from this play.
我们知道麦克白在他的妻子的这个怂恿下面，就是杀了当时的国王。
We know that the story basically Macbeth actually.Instigated by his wife, murdered the king.
然后呢，这个麦克白里面有一段描写，就是麦克白的妻子啊，她每天就是不停的洗手，不停的洗手。
So there's a, in the play there's a description of a Macbeth about his wife. His wife just wash her hand again, again, every day, never stop.
然后洗的时候还说，哎。怎么手上还有一点血？怎么手
上还有一点血？And the play said when he washed and she watched and said, well, there's still blood. And they washed and then he watched and well, said to herself, there's still blood.
所以他以为他做的事情没有人知道，但是他知道的，他很痛苦的。
So she thought what she did is no one knows, but she also knows that he knows, and she is very painful about this.
所以在大卫他不肯认自己的罪的时候，大卫就说那个时候是他最痛苦的时候。
So David also recorded when he tried to not confess his sin, and he said how painful, how miserable his life would be.
诗篇三十二篇三到四节。
Psalm 32:3-4, you can see on the screen.
大卫这样说：我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。 黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
That's what David described how miserable his life would be.
所以我们第一个看到，罪人总是试图隐藏、掩盖自己的罪。
So the first thing we can see, sinner is always has this nature try to hide and cover their sin.
但是呢，同时，正因为越是隐藏、越是掩盖，他越痛苦。
And but at the same time, the more you want to cover it, the more you want to hide it, the more painful he gets inside.
然后其实这些在上帝的眼中看都是徒劳无益的。
And but all this in God's sight is open, is completely open, is useless.
一定会显明出来。
It will be shown.
那么我们来看罪人到底怎样隐藏和掩盖自己的罪呢
？And we can see how the sinner hide and cover their sin.
亚当夏娃他们是用无花果树的叶子做裙子挡住自己的羞耻哈。
Adam and Eve used the fig tree leaf to make the cover to cover their shames.
以赛亚书64:6这样说，我们都像不洁净的人。
And the book of Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 4 say like this, but we are all like unclean things.
所有的义都像污秽的衣裳，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。
And all our righteousness are like filthy rags, and we all faded as a leaf.
我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去了。
And our iniquity, like wind, have taken us away.
所以圣经说，人的好行为啊，所谓的好行为，很多的时候是污秽的衣裳。衣裳是用来遮丑的，就像亚当夏娃那个无花果树的叶子，他们是用来遮丑的。但圣经说这些遮不住，它会掉的，会掉的。
So Bible basically this passage says is that all the good things, all the our own self righteousness we think it's good are like a filthy rocks, and it's like try to cover ourselves, and it's like a leaf when the wind blows, it will gone.
所以亚当夏娃他们自己做的那个无花果树的叶子，它只能挡一时，它挡不了多长时间。之后圣经说，这时候园子里添起了凉风，那个叶子就掉了嘛。
And if you think about the description of Genesis, it said when they make the cover from the fig leaf, it cannot last long because that recording said at that time there is a wind, the cold wind started.
所以但是呢，这是今天很多时候我们用来隐藏掩盖自己罪的一个方法，我们去做好事情呢，我们去做好事情呢。
So today there's some way we try to cover ourselves, try to hide ourselves, that we instead of confessing sins, said let's do some good things.
所以今天在世界上有一些地方哈，在一些异教哈拜偶像的信仰当中，他们发现哈，就是给到这些庙宇啊这些地方奉献最多香火钱的是什么人呢？
So today, actually, in this world, there's a lot of place that there's a idol worship. Do you know that those temple or something that the people offer money to there? The person who gave most money is what kind of people?
很多时候是罪犯。
And a lot of time are those criminals.
很多贪污犯。
Some people, corrupt people.
甚至很多黑社会。
Or some gangs.
他们给很多钱给到这样的一些地方。
They gave a lot of money to the temples and the other worship place.
他们甚至就是也给一些钱给当地的一些穷人。
And they even do some charity work, give some money to the poor people.
他们说啊，我们是罗宾汉。
So they said, I'm Robin Hood.
但他们首先是一个强盗。
But in the beginning, they are thieves.
所以他们用这种所谓的好行为来欺骗自己，来麻痹自己的良心。他说这样我就可以挡住我的罪了。
So they just use those actions, so those charity try to fool themselves. They think this can cover my sin.
但是罪人都很也蛮精明的，从某个角度上来讲。
So of course sometimes they're pretty smart.
就是我以前总听到一句话，有一个人突然对我好的话，我就要特别小心了。
And there's some sayings, if someone suddenly doing very good to me, I'd be very weird.
我以前传福音的时候就经常碰到这样的事情。
And I, when I preach the gospel before, I kind of run into this kind of things.
啊，我请他们吃饭呐，或者是就是关心他们呐，什么什么的。哎，他们越发紧张了。
I sometimes I invite people for a meal or something. They kind of get be weird, to be afraid. What I want to do.
当然，这也是一个人的本性，就是说你是不是叫？你是不是有什么东西或者不好的目的不好想法所以你做这些好事情来掩盖一下
and people's like this you know people think is you have some purpose or you doing something so you want to do those good things to cover yourself
啊，前几天我还看到一个报道哈，就在佛罗里达有一天有一个好心人向来到警察那里去报警
And a couple of days ago I saw a report in Florida there's a people come to the police station to report
啊，一个所谓啊好心人就说，哎呀，我在那个路上啊看到有一个死人。
And I basically said, I on the road I saw a dead body.
啊，他告诉警察了。
He told the policeman.
后来警察一调查。
And the policeman investigated.
啊，我们今天有朋友来自佛罗里达。
We have someone come from Florida right now.
然后警察调查凶手是谁啊
？And the Policeman investigate actually the murder actually is that person who reported.
凶手就是这个好心的报案的人。
And the murder actually is the one who reported to the police.
啊，当然，圣经中让我们看到那些用好行为加引号哈，加引号的好行为掩盖他们内心的污秽、内心的罪的人，那当然就是文士和法利赛人了。
And in the Bible, we see a lot of example as use so-called quote unquote good behave to cover themselves.Bible often point out the scribe and the Pharisees.
啊，所以他们在外面的行为啊，做得很好，奉献呐、啊，祷告啊，都要让所有人看到的。
The outward action looks very good. Appears that they show people in front of people. They offer they make offering and they pray.
但是耶稣却说，你们外面是粉饰的坟墓。
And but Jesus said you are like a tomb and it's painted outside.
但是里面却是死人的骨头，里面是没有生命的。
But inside is a dead bone. There's no life there.
充满了贪婪、残暴，甚至抢夺寡妇的家产。
And inside of you, you feel with a you feel with cruel, and you even try to cover widows properties.
啊，心里不是爱上帝，心里是贪恋金钱的。
In your heart, you not love God, but you love the money.
啊，所以我们会看到世人掩盖自己的罪，第一个就是做一些所谓的好行为来掩藏掩盖。
So, when people try to cover themselves, they try to do some good action, try to cover that.
啊，但是这都是没有用。
But those are useless.
啊，第二个当然就是推卸责任了。
Second, people just make some excuse for their
啊，亚当推卸责任给夏娃，啊，甚至推卸责任给上帝。
Adam make excuse of a,Eve as his excuse, and Eve used God as excuse for their offense.
啊，今天我们就推卸责任啊，给我们的家庭，给我们的成长环境，给我们的父母，甚至给这个社会。
We make excuse of our iniquity as our family, parents, or even the society. They are the source of our.
啊，我们都说，哎呀，这个我是这个样子，这不怪我，这都是别人造成的。
I become like this. It's not my issue is somebody made me like this.
啊，当然我们还有一种隐藏 cover 自己的罪，就是我们说，哎，他更坏。
And sometimes we even said, use a way said, okay, somebody is worse than me.
啊，就像那个祷告的那个法利赛人，结果他的祷告就是对他身边这个税吏的控诉。
And just like Jesus said, the example that the pray the Pharisees, and when he prays, I'm not like this tax collector. So his prayer has become an accusation of this tax collector.
啊，就是他是坏事做尽了。
Basically, said of this tax collector doing all those bad things.
结果耶稣却说这个祷告的法利赛人是一个恶人。
But do you remember what Jesus said? Jesus said that Pharisees make that pray, he is evil.
所以我们人用很多的方法，我们试图隐藏掩盖。
So people, we use a lot of different way. We try to hide. We try to cover.
但是这不仅增加我们的痛苦，这也是徒劳无益的。
It's not only add our agony or pain in our life, and also it's useless.
而且这给我们带来上帝更重的审判。
But it also brings the even harsh judgment from God.
我们从圣经中，大卫他的罪被显露出来，以及大卫后来认罪的这个经历，来思想隐藏与显露之间的关系。
So from David's poem, he talked about a sin and how he tried to hide and how he revealed. Let's think about this whole thing.
大卫当了国王之后，他犯下严重的罪。
David, when he became a king, he actually committed a very serious crime, sin.
他抢夺了别人的妻子。
And he have other people's wife.
然后他用诡计谋杀了这个女人的丈夫。
And he tried to kill this woman's husband.
然后这个女人有一天来找到大卫，就说我怀了孕了，这个孩子是你的。
And that woman come to him and said, I was pregnant and the kids is yours.
然后大卫这个时候还没有悔改。
And he's not repentant, David, at that time.
然后大卫把这个女人接到王宫里面，一直到这个孩子生下来，这中间差不多超过一年的时间。
And he took his wife to the palace until the woman gave the birth of the child.
都没有悔改，没有认罪。
And he's not repentant during this whole time.
我们就说为什么上帝给他这么长的时间？
And we think why God gave him so long time.
所以上帝忍耐罪人，是上帝怎么样？希望罪人能够认罪悔改。
God gives sinners this kind of patience. Is God want the sinner can have a time to repent?
结果大卫一年多了，他都不悔改。这时候，神就派先知去找大卫了。
So David, like all this time, David didn't repent. So God sent this prophet to David.
那么这个先知拿单呢，来到大卫面前，先给大卫讲了个故事。
And this prophet Nathan actually come to David and he tell David a story.
我们一起来读哈，撒母耳记下十二章第一节到
十节。Let's read together Samuel 12, 1 through 7 to look at this story.
我们看到我们可以一起来读撒母耳记下十二章一节起。耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里，对他说，在一座城里有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人。富户有许多牛群羊群，穷人除了所买来养活自己的小母羊羔之外，别无所有。羊羔在他家里和他儿女一同长大，吃他所吃的，喝他所喝的，睡在他怀里，在他看来如同女儿一样。有一客人来到这富户家里，富户舍不得从自己的牛群羊群中取一只预备给客人吃，却取了那穷人的羊羔预备给客人吃。大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说，我指着永生耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死，他必偿还羊羔的四倍，因他行这事没有连续的心。拿单对大卫说，你就是那人。所以我们看到大卫听到拿单给他讲这个故事啊，我们看到大卫的反应就很像耶稣门徒要降下火来烧死那个村庄，那个反应很像，对不对？
So we can see that when David hear Nathan tell his story, David's reaction is very like those disciples of Jesus react to those village people.
他非常的愤怒啊。
It's very angry.
就这些人该死啊。
And said those people these people deserve to death.
所以这其实让我们看到，这也是罪人掩盖自己罪的一个方法。
And this also see that a sinner try to hide ourselves another way.
我们装得非常的正义，我们装得非常的就是有正义感，其实并不表示我们没有罪，我们只是掩盖自己的罪。
Basically says when we try to appear to pretend a very righteous, very just does not mean we don't have a sin and we cannot use this to cover our own sin.
我们对其他的罪人没有怜悯，没有没有一点的同情，我们只有愤怒和仇恨。我们越是表现出这个样子，其实可能是越是想掩盖我们自己的罪。
We appear very angry, has no sympathy to other sinner, no mercy to other sinner, It's more we do this, more actually is a way try to cover ourselves, our sin.
结果拿单就对大卫说，你不要这个样子，你就是那个人。
And here we can see Nathan basically tell David, "Don't be like this. You actually is that person."
有一个姊妹，她以前写过一篇文章，这个文章的题目就是“我就是那人”。
And the sister wrote an article, and the title of the article is called "I Am That Man."
其实她就是借用这个拿单对大卫说的那句话，大卫指拿单指着大卫说：“你就是那人。”这个姐妹就把这个“你”改成了“我”。
That title actually come from this verse. Only difference that the sister actually changed the "you" become "me." You are become "I am."
有一次哈，我刚来到美国的时候，我在 NU 读书。那么在 NU 的时候呢，每个礼拜三晚上，我邀请中国学生到我们家来聚会查考圣经。
And I remember when I just come to US, I was studying at NU, and at that time every Wednesday I invite all the Chinese students come to my house for Bible study.
有一次晚上查经的时候呢，我们就查到这个挪亚的三个儿子啊。他们看到挪亚那个丑态，喝醉酒这个丑态，结果他的第三个儿子呢，就跑出去跟他的哥哥讲啊，好像就是幸灾乐祸的样子。
And at one night we have the study Bible of the Noah, and he got drunk, and his three sons, the third son actually didn't cover the bad situation of his father, but rather he went out to tell his brother about.Of how bad her father's situation would be was.
然后呢，其实这当然不是我第一次，就是我们一起来读到这个圣经。以前在其他的查经聚会当中，我们也读到这个圣经。然后读到这一段，我往往会问一个问题，就是说你们在生活当中有没有碰到过像挪亚这第三个儿子这样的人？就是看到别人的丑态就幸灾乐祸啊，有没有看到过这样的人
？And of course, this is not first time I lead the Bible study in this passage.So every time when I lead this study in this passage, I always ask this question, in your life, have you ever rendered a person like the third son of Noah? And when you see other people in a bad situation, you're just kind of happy and try to make something out of it.
当然我以前得到的答案就是很多人就说哎呀是是是有些人就是这样子有些人就是这样子。
And usually I got answers, some people always say, yeah, I see somebody like this, or I see this person like this.
但是就那一次。
And at that time,
就是在恩佑查经内有一个弟兄就说我见过这样的人。
And at that time, that NNU Bible study that night, and there's one brother said, yes, I do see that type of person.
我说哎是谁啊是谁啊。
And then I asked who is.
这个弟兄说：“就是我。”
He said, "Me."
我就是这样的。
And I'm like this type of person.
现在这个弟兄回到中国大陆。
And now this brother is returned to China right now.
加入当地的家庭教会。
She was in the house church and the local house church.
他那个地方其实对信仰的压力是蛮大。
And that place actually there's a lot of pressure for the Christian Christian faith and Christian.
但这个弟兄现在在那个他那个家庭教会里服侍蛮火热。
But this brother actually is serving in this house church very diligently.
就是他当时那个答案让我印象很深。他说：“我就是那人。”
And I have he made a great impression at that time that he's answered, "I am that person."
我现在在看这个弟兄，我就看他不是一个喜欢往来传舌的这种散布纷争的罪人，我不是这样看他。
And when I look at this brother now, I no longer look at him as a person that can love to gossip other people's things and things. I don't look at like this.
我看这个弟兄，他是一个被神所喜悦的人。
And I look at this person, this brother is that the person, this brother do please God.
所以有人说圣经是一面镜子。
So people said the Bible is like a mirror.
我们从这个镜子当中呢，从圣经当中看到什么呢？看到我们自己。
From this mirror, we can see ourselves.
越是干净的镜子，越是清洁的镜子，它就越是照出我们身上的污秽和污点。
It's the more clean that this mirror is, the more it can show the spot on us.
这是禁止的责任嘛，禁就是做这个事情。
That's the responsibility of the mirror. That's the function of the mirror.
所以我们从圣经当中我们看到那些一些人他的生命当中的一些失败或者一些犯罪。
So when we look at in our life with some people this their sin or they fallen.
就是我们从这当中看到不是让我们觉得哎呀这些人好糟糕啊这些人好失败。我们看到这些我们想哎从这些身上看到我们自己的影子啊。
So I hope that when we see these things and we don't focus on, oh, those people are such a failure, such a loser or something. But hopefully we can see is something in us.
所以圣经跟世界上其他很多的这种传记的书籍有个很大的不同。圣经非常忠实的记录下来很多很多人的失败，无论他是多么伟大的人，这圣经把他的失败啊都记录下来。
So you can see, Bible is quite different from all the worldly, like a bibliography or some book. And Bible actually faithfully records a lot of people, even great people, their failure.
亚伯拉罕的罪被记载下来，撒谎，好几次撒谎。
Abraham lied multiple times. It's recorded.
雅各撒谎。
Jack lied and it's recorded.
甚至摩西都有第二次击打磐石，都有不顺服神的时候。
And Moses, when he struck the rock, he's not submit to God, and is recorded.
就我们刚谈到大卫，以色列人心目中哇，伟大的王，他犯那么丑恶的罪，圣经记载下来。
David, it's a great king of Israel, and such a terrible, shameful crime he committed, and recorded.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied Christ three times, recorded.
保罗以前抵挡教会，破坏教会。
Paul against the church and persecute church recorded.
圣经把这些人物记载下来，圣经不是让我们去笑话他们。
And Bible record all those things. Bible don't want us to laugh at those people for their failure.
其实我们从这些人上，我们看到什么？应该按照我们自己的影子。
And from their failure, we can see the image of ourselves.
圣经其实就是对着我们说，你就是那人。
And the Bible actually through this example will say to us, you are that person.
然后我们就说是的，我就是那人。
And then we confess, yes, I'm that man.
我经常就是有时候弟兄姊妹，就是有时候聚会完弟兄姊妹跟我讲，哎呀，就是感谢神你今天这个信息很好。
Sometimes when I finish my message and some brothers and sisters come to me and say, thank God, your message is great.
要是我的妻子在这里能听到就好了。
If my wife can hear that message, it'll be great.
要是我丈夫能在这里听到就好了。
If my husband can hear this message, it'll be great.
还有朋友跟我讲，哎，冯大丁，你说的是那个谁谁谁吧
？And someone will even come to me, hey, Barnabas, what you said today is about that person, right?
我很希望我有那样的勇气，像拿单那样。
I hope I have that courage like Nathan.
我也求神给我这样的勇气。
I ask God to give me that courage as well.
我说没有说别人呐。
But I didn't say anybody else my message.
说你。
I'm all speaking to you.
你的妻子很好。
And your wife is good.
你的丈夫也很好。
Your husband is good.
那个谁谁谁也很好。
That so and so person is good.
是你。
And you.
圣经中有两种掩盖。
And the Bible will see there's two types of covering.
一种是人尽力掩盖自己的罪。
It's a one people do their best to try to cover their sin, their iniquity.
另外一种掩盖是神遮盖我们的罪，对不对？
There's another cover. It's God cover our sin.
所以我们会看到亚当夏娃的犯罪就是这样，他们自己用无花果树的叶子遮盖自己的罪，遮盖自己的羞耻。
We can see the example of Adam and Eve. They made a fig leaf cover to cover their shame.
但这些叶子这是存不住的，凉风一吹全掉了。
But they can last. The wind blows if they are gone.
我们可以想象一下，当亚当夏娃看到这个叶子裙子全掉，他们是个怎么样的反应呢？
Try to imagine how the Adam and Eve would think when the wind blows and the fig leaf are gone.
哎呀，好羞耻，好羞耻
！They will be thinking, "Wow, this is such a big shame." They don't know what to do.
但是那上帝做什么呢
？So what God did?
上帝用很多圣经学者都认为是一只杀了一只羊，然后用羊皮给他们做了裙子。
And God used a skin to make clothes for them. And a lot of biblical scholars think that the skin actually is from a sheep.
上帝遮盖他们的羞耻。
And God covered their shame.
那这个皮子就不会那么容易掉下来了。
And you can see the difference. The skin made clothes cannot be blown away by the wind.
这过程当中发生什么？就是你人越是要掩盖，越是要掩盖，神越是要拿掉。
So you can see the man you will try the best to cover, God will take away.
就像大卫，想尽办法来掩盖。
Just like David tried everything, tried to cover this whole thing.
他不直接杀那个女人的丈夫，他借刀杀人呢。
He didn't kill the Uriah himself, but he used some other people's hand to kill that.
他是。诡计很多。
He's a lot of trick. He used a lot of trick to do that.
然后过了一年多的时间了。
And it's been about most a year.
大卫说这没有人知道了。
And David said, oh, that probably no one would know.
大家都忘了。
Everyone probably forgot.
大卫甚至欺骗自己说我也忘了。
And he probably just fooled himself. I forget that too.
但是圣经说你的罪必追上你。
And but Bible said, your sin will find you out.
感谢神，大卫后来认罪悔改了。
Well, thank God that David confesses sin and repented.
他那么多的诡计，那么多的隐瞒，全部砰一下被打开了，被揭露了。
And you can see so many tricks he tried to play, so many effort he made together, tried to hide it. It's be one time is completely collapsed. It's open.
大卫认罪悔改。
And David confesses sin and repent.
他写下这个诗篇五十一篇是著名的认罪的诗。
And he wrote this Psalm 51. It's the most famous song of confess sin and repent.
然后这诗篇五十一篇，大卫是交给这个乐长，让乐长谱成曲，然后在每一次以色列人聚会当中要唱出来，唱给所有人听。
You know, David actually wrote Psalm 51 and then gave to the chief music.One and put the music on, and so every time Israelites gather together, they all sing this Psalm 51.
我们在想，你这是在做什么？你把自己的罪，你把自己的羞耻，就这样袒露出来给所有人看。你是君王啊，人家会瞧不起你啊。
We probably think, what are you doing? You're the king, and you ask all your people to sing, basically sing your sin, and people will look down you, right?
但是这就是神遮盖他。
But this is what God covered him.
他越是这样。
And the more he wanted to be like this.
他越不掩盖自己的罪，不隐藏自己的罪。
The more we try to not cover ourselves, hide our sin.
以色列这个王合神心意的王。
And Israelites said, this king actually is the king of God's heart, knows God's heart.
这是伟大的王。
And this is the great king.
然后神说这是我所喜悦的。
And God said this one actually pleased me.
我们来看希伯来书是这样说，我们既有这许多的见证人。
Let's look at Hebrew 12:1. He said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Let us throw off everything that hidden and sin that so easily entangles.
让存心忍耐，奔那摆向我们前头的路程。
Let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
把罪脱下来。
And here's basically let's put down our sin.
不是把罪藏起来。
It's not hide our sin, but put down our sin.
怎么脱
？How do we put down?
像大卫那样来到神的面前脱。
Like David, come to the front of God and put down.
他说大卫来神面，我是罪人。
And David come to God, said, I'm sinner.
我从母腹里，我都是罪人呐。
Even I was in the conceive, I have the nature of sin. I'm sinner.
这个罪性在我的血液里面。
This is the nature of sin is in my blood.
然后来到里面，我认你的罪。
I come to you and I confess my sin.
我承认你对我的审判是轻正的。
I acknowledge your judgment to me is right, just.
一切罪的后果临到我是正义的。
All the result of the sin come to me is just, is right.
结果大卫最后说了一句最美的话。
And then David said the most beautiful word.
求你给我正直的心，清洁的灵，你的灵不要离开我。
And God says, create me inside a new heart, and give me a pure spirit, and your spirit don't leave me.
结果神就给大卫正直的心，清洁的灵。
And God did give David create a pure heart and a clean spirit.
认罪是很痛苦的过程啊。
Confess our sin actually could be a very painful process.
以前蔡耀明弟兄来到我们当中的时候，蔡耀明弟兄有一本书很好的，大家有机会可以找来看一下，叫做《脱毛老鹰》。
We have a missionary before, Mr. Tsai come to us, and he has a book. The book called The Eagle actually how to get off there further.
那么。以赛亚书40章31节告诉我们，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Isaiah 40:31 said, But those who hope the Lord will renew their strength, they will soar like on wing like eagles, they will run and not go away wearied, they will walk and not be faint.
我们知道蔡耀明弟兄他是飞行员呐。
And we know that Brother Tsai, he was a pilot.
所以他对老鹰他很有感情的。
So he probably has a good feeling about eagles.
然后在这个书里他说，老鹰他为什么可以在高天翱翔呢？
And he said, in this book, he said why the eagles can soar in the sky.
因为每隔七年呐、啊，老鹰它要脱毛，它以前那些老旧的毛沾满各样的污秽啊、污渍毛要脱掉。
He said that because every 7 years, the eagle has to take away all their fur. Yeah. And because the fur is with all dirty, is everything.
Yeah. 新毛长出来，重新得力了，他就。
And it will grow up the new one, and then it will have a new strength.
那老鹰的毛怎么脱？
So how did how the eagle get rid of those their fur?
是不是像绵羊那样到剪毛人那里去别人给他剪呢、
啊、It's not like sheep that somebody will cut their fur.
是不是像今天很多就是养宠物狗的就送到别人那别人给宠物狗剪
if you're a pet dog, you probably send it to somewhere they can cut their
没有人给老鹰剪毛、
so、No one will cut eagles.
老鹰自己把那毛一根根的拔下来
They will actually do it themselves.
然后呢最后毛拔完了自己拔用他那个喙哈、啊、嘴啊就叼拔然后呢把这个喙也老旧了嘛这个就对着岩石砰砰砰砰砰撞一直撞碎撞掉
And he will use his mouth to pick up all those furs out and then also it will be I don't know the top part of his mouth if you try to this is also old so he has to hit on the rock to takeget rid of this piece as well.
当然做这一切事之前他先找到一个没有人知道的一个洞啊高的洞躲起来然后做。然后这些全部他就赤露敞开的你想想赤露敞开毛什么都没有躺在那里忍耐等候新毛长出来新的这个喙啊嘴啊长出来。
So basically before you do this, you will find a high rock, a rock hole, and you will hide there, and you become completelyopen and completely naked almost and then waiting for the new thing grow up.
这个过程痛不痛苦啊?
And this process actually it will be very painful.
很痛苦啊。
It's a very painful process.
我以前还拔自己的白头发现在不拔了。
Sometimes I was trying to pull out my white hair, but now I'm not doing that anymore.
好疼是不是?
It's very painful.
认罪很痛苦。
Confess our sin is a painful process.
丢掉你的骄傲。
And if you cast out your own pride,
丢掉你的虚荣。
Cast out your own fake glory,
丢掉你的假面具。
Cast out your mask,
卸下你的这个 这个伪装。
And take away all those fig tree leaves.
这需要很大的勇气。
And this need a great courage.
这是一个痛苦的过程。
It's a painful process.
但这是一个生命被改变、重生的过程。
But this is also a process. Your life being changed, you get a reborn.Process.
我们最后一起来读两处经文，箴言28:13。
And in the end, I want we all together let's read two passages. One is Proverbs 28:13.
箴言28:13起，遮盖自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。啊，我们看到这里有一个 cover， 就是说人自己 cover 自己，这是必不亨通的。
So we'll see here it's a one cover. If you cover yourself, you will not prosper.
So 要认罪。
So we need to confess our sin.
好，我们再看第二处经文。
Then we'll see second passage.
诗篇85第二节。
Psalm 85:2.
你赦免了你百姓的罪孽，遮盖他们一切的过犯。这里我们看到第二个 cover.
So we can see the second cover.第二个遮盖，
上帝来遮盖我们的罪，遮盖我们的羞耻。
God to cover our sin, cover our shame.
所以圣经把亚伯拉罕，把那些许许多多信心的伟人，把他们的罪就赤露敞开啊，就显给世人看。
So Bible actually called Abraham all those so-called people in the face of half a face, show their iniquity, show their sin to the world.
他们这些人有个共同的特点，他们来到神的面前认罪悔改，他说我们就是这样，我们就是没有盼望，我们就是罪人，这是我们的本相，所以神啊，求你拯救我。
So but those people actually is one thing in common. They come to God, they confess, they say, Lord, I'm like this, I'm just like this, I'm that type of person, God just come to save me.
结果神就遮盖他们的罪。
And then as a result, God covered their sin.
神撕开他们的伪装，撕开他们的隐藏，这些都没有用，藏不住。
God pulled down their own covers.
然后神来遮盖他们的罪。
And then God covered them.
主耶稣基督的宝血
，the blood of Jesus Christ，
洗净我们一切的罪
，cleansing all of our sins.
上帝无罪的羔羊
，the sinless Lamb of God，
代替我们
，as a substitute for us，
在十字架上接受我们本应该接受的刑罚。
On the cross to take the punishment that we should take.
圣经说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Bible said, if there is no shed of blood, the sin cannot be forgave.
但上帝没有让我们流血。
But God didn't let us to shed our own blood.
上帝让他的独生爱子主耶稣基督为我们流血。
And God let His only begotten Son Jesus Christ shed blood for us and gave His life.
然后上帝来遮盖我们的羞耻。
And then God covers our sin, covers our shame.
彼得有很羞耻的犯罪的经历，三次不认主，写在圣经上面。
Peter has a very shamed experience, denied Jesus Christ three times.
但是彼得今天是伟大的圣徒。
But Peter today, we can call him as a great saint.
因为他不是自己遮蔽自己的失败。
Because he didn't cover his own failure himself.
他在耶稣基督面前认罪悔改。
And he confessed, and in front of Jesus Christ.
他被耶稣的血所遮盖。
He is covered by Jesus Christ in his blood.
他是无罪的。他是上帝眼中的义人，他是神的儿子女。
He is the righteous man inside of God.
使徒保罗是这样的。
Paul like this.
他以前的罪，圣经中写出来。
And his sin was recorded in the Bible.
但是他是上帝所兴起的外邦人的使徒。
But he is the disciple, apostle for the Gentiles that God ordained.
他是上帝大用的仆人。
And he is a servant of God that God used him greatly.
因为他被耶稣的血所遮盖。
Because he is covered by Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天从圣经中看到两种遮盖。
So today in the Bible, we can see the two type of cover.
我们看到人的遮盖。
We see people's effort to try to cover.
来自于我们的罪性。
From our very sinful nature.
我们盼望每一个人得到神的遮盖。
Our prayer is that every one of us, we can have the cover of God.
但这中间，我们 必须要经历一个过程。
But in this, in the midst of this, we have to go through one process.
这个过程可能是痛苦。
That process might be painful.
这个过程可能是让你非常的挣扎。
And the painful, the process maybe make you struggle.
你要自己把那个毛那个罪要自己承认呐、啊，
自己拔呀、啊。Pull out the thing yourself.
但这个过程美好的无比。
And but the result will be,
它是生命被改变、被颠覆的一个过程。
But this process is also the process your life will be turned upside down.
这是
it's completely changed.
这是重新得力。
It's you regain the strength.
再一次展翅上腾。
Again, you can soar up high.
愿我们每一个人都得到这样自由释放、有力量的生命。
And pray that every one of us can have this.Completely free and victorious life.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，代替我们担负我们的罪，在十字架上受死。
We thank you that sent your only begotten Son Jesus Christ as a substitute of us.And died for our sin on the cross.
感谢主耶稣给我们有这样宝贵的信心，让我们紧紧靠着信靠主耶稣基督在十架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
We thank you that you Jesus gave us this precious faith that just by trust what Jesus has done on the cross that our sin be forgave.
我们也知道圣灵来到我们的心里来唤醒。我们的灵魂。
And when we thank you that Holy Spirit come to our heart and renew our soul.
你圣灵也光照我们的心，让我们看到我们自己本来污秽败坏的本相。
And the Holy Spirit also come to us and reveal to us our own very sinful and nature.
圣灵当年怎样给大卫那样的勇气，让他能够勇敢的来承认自己的罪，不再隐藏，不再遮盖。
How the Holy Spirit that time that gave David such a courage to confess our sin, no longer hide, no longer try to cover.
愿圣灵在我们生命中做同样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the same work in our life.
让我们得着那真正自由释放，能够有力量丰盛的生命。
And so we really have this life of the liberty and the freedom and the strength.
就是认罪悔改。重生得救的生命。
And we have the life, we confess our sin and repentant, and then we have been reborn, the life ever.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.